Well, I was sitting over there pumping myself up. Because it may not seem like a big deal to you, but I am so excited about having given this series of lessons that I gave this month. And the reason why I'm so excited, because I've been practicing. How about you? You've been practicing? Yeah. Because living the Christ idea, that's a big deal, isn't it? Yeah, and isn't that the space we want to be in all our daily activities and in all our daily interactions? The first week we talked about awakening the divine identity. Awakening to our true nature, recognizing that we have that spark in us, that Christ in us. Yeah, and that we're not merely bodies that house spirit, but we are spirit experiencing life through the lens of a physical body. How about that? Wow, what a concept, huh? That's not how I grew up thinking. I grew up thinking this body is it. It's all there is. And that has brought about some misconceptions in my life. But now I know I'm worthy. I'm blessed. I'm loved. And it's exciting to know I have that within me that I can depend on to live this thing called human existence. And then we studied the law of mind action. Oh, that's a biggie, isn't it? Where are we placing our thoughts? Where are we focusing? What are we saying? What words are we projecting out that's going out and gathering energy to make it come to pass? Oh, wow, that's a big deal too, isn't it? That's a big deal too. And then last week we talked about divine order. Oh my, I'm telling you, I've been practicing that all week. Knowing that and trusting the unfolding path, inviting a trust in the divine flow, where life's experience fall into their proper place and unfold right before us. We don't always see that, do we? Especially when those experiences that are warm and fuzzy hit us. Anybody have any of those? Yeah, those things that challenge us. But this morning, let's celebrate the journey. Living as Christ's presence in the world is our goal. That's my goal. Hey, are you with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, you are. You come in here every Sunday, and you're with me. My declaration and commitment is to do my best. That's not to say I'm not gonna fall short of the mark a time or two, but I'm striving to do my best, and so are you. I see it. I see it happening. I see you unfolding. I see you attracting. We're attracting. Yeah. Yes, we are. So I'm going to affirm, today I live love. Christ in me speaks through me. I serve in love, and I see the divinity in everyone whom I meet. And yes, even those that I see on the television, because yes, I still watch the news and listen to those things. But I look through the appearance, and I know they're one with me. How could I not love them? Yeah. I said that to a friend of mine, and they said, "What?" And they went into a big long discourse. I don't have to tell you what that was all about. But at the end of it, I stood my truth, and I still see through the eyes of love. Love is a great harmonizer. Love is a healer. If you're having a challenge with someone, love is a healer and a harmonizer. And it brings us together. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, he viewed love as not merely an emotion that we have, but as a divine principle, represented by who? Can I, where's my truth to?
John,
right. Yeah. As a divine principle, a spiritual force that stands under all creation and brings about harmony in the universe. Love is a binding power that connects things, both seen and unseen. Did you ever think about that? Love invites us to recognize Christ within not only ourselves, but every other person out here in the universe. Notice I said invite. You don't have to accept the invitation, but oh my, if you do. If you begin to look at things, you know, sometimes I go through the week and I'm a little disgruntled, and then I say, where's the love, Renetta? You gotta love it, because in every experience, we grow. In every experience, if we don't block it in, it just comes to pass. And guess what it leaves in its wake? It leaves us a little stronger than we were before. We tap a little more into our faith, and we begin to think and see love. Don't forget that lesson, law of mind action. Hold the thought, I'm gonna love today. I'm going to be love, not only love, because remember, it's not only an emotion. I'm going to be the love in the universe that it needs to heal. Wow. That makes us very important, right? Because we got to get out there and get... Don't go out hugging everybody and telling strangers that you love them. But vibrations, energy is the thing. Energy is the thing. I'm going to think, let my light shine. And it will shine if you hold that thought as you go about your day and as you go about doing what's yours to do. So when we awaken to the presence and the power within, guess what happens? Our choices, our thoughts, our actions are transformed by the love that we are. In Colossians 3, verse 12 through 14, I love this because it says, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one another, forgive one another, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Oh, wow. My heart is leaping up here just thinking of those words. You know, the biggest one is patience for me. I mean, kindness, well, I hope I'm kind. Compassion, I believe I show compassion. Humility, well, I'll let you be the judge of that. Gentleness when necessary, but patience, that's a challenge. But you know, when I think about looking through the appearance, when I think about what is this experience to me, patience can settle in my heart and I can go forward. So, in love, being living love in the universe, what do you think is one of the greatest challenges? Relationships is one of the big challenges. There's so much going on in our universe. Myrtle and Charles taught that the Christ presence is within, not some of the people, within all people, not just a privileged few. We don't have a monopoly on it here at Unity Church of Light. It's in all people. Recognizing the Christ in others is seeing their true nature as what? Spiritual beings. Perfect, whole, connected to the divine attributes that we are. To recognize Christ within others is to behold them not by their surface appearance. Yeah. Sometimes we hold people and we make judgments based on their habits or their beliefs or their disagreements. But you know, as love, we know all spiritual beings are made in the image and likeness. Living love then is about what? It's about aligning our thoughts, aligning our words and deeds with this inner reality. Yeah. 1 John, verse 4, 20 through 21. I think this is the King James Version. Oh boy. Now this is going to make you a little uncomfortable when you think about what you hear and see out in the world. You got to look through the appearances. It says, if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. It's pretty strong language, but this version of the Bible. It also says, for anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this commandment. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother. Wow, that's a lot, isn't it? But we're not talking behavior. Know that. We're not talking about accepting bad behavior. What we're talking about is a divine principle, love. Looking through the appearance, looking through the physical. Love. Being love. Living love is about aligning our thoughts. Now, if you don't take the time to do the work, this lesson is not going to do anything for you, right? We're about doing the work in here. We're going to practice. It takes practice because what? We've been programmed not to like one another. We've been programmed that this is them and this is us. We've been programmed, some of us have been programmed since birth to think that we're different from one another. It takes work to reframe those thoughts. living love openly can be a challenging, can be challenging in this world where there's disagreements and pain and fear. The invitation to you this morning is to persist in recognizing Christ within not only ourselves, but in others. Even in those difficult moments, remember I said patience?
Yeah.
Even in those difficult moments, reach in and touch the patience that is in your heart. Yes. Each time we choose love, we strengthen what? Our spiritual muscle that connects us all. We align with the power within. When we remember our sacred nature, what happens to us? Fears begin to loosen their grip. We're not so afraid that this one is categorized as a Catholic and this one is a this and that, and all the labels that are assigned. We can look through those labels. We can act in steadiness and compassion and truth. Our transformation contributes to a greater healing. Have you thought about that? When you absorb this, when you begin to practice it, when you begin to live it, guess what happens out in the universe? Those vibrations, that energy goes and flows forth and embraces someone. Someone walking down the street all of a sudden say, whoa, what was that? I believe in that energy. I believe in those vibrations that we put out there. Our transformation contributes to a larger healing within our communities, within our families, within our world. This takes some work. This takes some work. So here are some practices to keep you on the path of knowing you are the Christ idea and expression. You are the Christ idea and expression. Living love in the world. So what I want you to do, more homework. Start each day with a moment of stillness to notice the presence of God within you, to feel that flow, that energy, to feel that all these things moving throughout your body, these thoughts. I like to start mine at my kitchen window. I get up and go start the coffee and I go look out the window and it faces east. Sometimes there's a sunrise, sometimes not, but I always see the sun rise. S-O-N. There's always a sunrise. Yeah. And I look at that and I think how blessed I am to have been born in this time and space and to learn what I'm learning and to be able to go forth and touch the universe with my thinking and with the power that is within me. And then I'm pumped up. Do you pump yourself up in the morning? Then I'm ready to go. Come on, world. Well, don't say come on, world, because things will begin to come to see. Do you really believe? And my answer is always, yes, I do. Practice non-judgment. When you encounter another person, pause before reacting and ask yourself this. What would love look like here? As always, use affirmative language. That's another thing you can do. Speak from the truth of your Christ nature. Instead of labeling others as problems, affirm their divine spark. and your shared humanity. You can use something as simple as the Christ in me is beholden to Christ in this person. That's going to make a difference in how I respond to them. Yeah. And reframe. We talked about reframing last week. If irritation, fear arise, then what did we learn here in Unity? Take that deep breath and release. Recall your inner Christ and respond with patience, compassion, or set some boundaries that protect love and integrity. And one of the greatest things of all, forgiveness. Forgiveness doesn't erase wrongs, it doesn't correct bad behavior, it doesn't mean that you're accepting bad behavior. Forgiveness frees your heart to see the divine presence in that condition or that person. It's a practice of love that heals both the giver and the receiver. So look for opportunities this week to express love. One good way is through service. Call someone. Give someone a kind word. Visit someone who you think may need a boost or an uplift. Recognizing that service to others is service to the Christ that is within them. Mm-hmm. And you touch that soul with love. So how about we practice right now? How about it get you on your way? We're going to touch that stillness within. We're going to touch that silence within. But first, let's set the mood, let's set the tone by affirming together the Lord's Prayer. Together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So take that deep breath right here, right now. And as you release it, let it flow from the top of your head, filling all those spaces that maybe need to be touched by love and contentment and peace. Breathing in and breathing out, let your breath become gentle. Breathe deep, then exhale. Invite peace with each exhale. Release tension. In the quiet of this moment, turn inward to that sacred center of your being. And here in the quiet, touch the stream of divine love. It's your birthright, it's your inheritance. Pure, infinite, and ever-flowing love. I want you to take these words in as your own. I'm going to affirm them in the first person. I know love is not something I seek outside of myself. It is the essence of who I am. It is the harmonizing power of the universe, alive in me, alive in all. And I feel this truth settle in my heart. I am a radiant expression of divine love. I am a radiant expression of divine love. This love binds me to all creation, not with chains, but with compassion, not with force, but with grace. Wherever there is discord, love restores harmony. Wherever there is fear, divine love brings peace. Whenever there is separation, divine love reveals oneness. I allow divine love to move through my thoughts, softening judgments, dissolving resistance. I allow divine love to move through my words, blessing all who hear them. I allow divine love to move through my actions, making every step a sacred offering. Breathing in and breathing out, I feel the energy of the Spirit moving in and throughout my being. And I pause a moment, letting it flow in the quiet. And in this moment, I am love. I am the harmonizing contact. I am the healing presence. I am the living expression of divine mind in action. For all these things, Holy Spirit, I give thanks. I thank you that these words are resonating in my heart. I thank you that I can go forth and practice and express the Christ idea that you have implanted in the very fabric of what I am. So as I prepare to return to the presence of this room, I do so knowing that I am love. And I do so knowing that today I live love, and the Christ in me speaks, serves, and sees with divine clarity. So for this and for all things, I just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, and it is so, and so it is. Amen. Our affirmation today is in your insert. And it's, today I live love, Christ in me speaks, serves, and sees with divine clarity. Affirm that with me. Today I live love, Christ in me speaks, serves, and sees with divine clarity. And I want you to visualize someone or bring someone in your thoughts that you know may want to hear these words today, or may need to hear them so they can resonate in their soul. And let's affirm the same you together. Today you live love. Christ in you speaks, serves, and sees with divine clarity. And now as community for the universe, we want these words to vibrate out and reach and touch and draw the energy it needs to bring it into the present. Together. Today we live love. Christ in us speaks, serves, and sees with divine clarity. And it is so, and so it is.